Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, we are praying through the Beatitudes. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." There are many things that move our emotions. For many of us, the abortion of an unborn child, that moves our emotion. Think about sex trafficking. Can you imagine? Starving people, genocide, Christians today being persecuted and killed. That should move our emotions. These things and many more stir our hearts. But mercy shows up when we're more than just stirred. Mercy shows up when we are stirred into action. Mercy's formula is powerful. Compassion plus action equals mercy. Mercy is not the ice cap frozen on the top of the mountain. Rather, it is the mountain stream. Mercy lives in motion. It is never stagnant. Mercy combines strong emotion with practical demonstration. It is an internal feeling that manifests itself in an external action. You guys know many people can wax eloquently on the problems of the world and how each problem can be fixed. But talk is cheap. Mercy is costly. The merciful person will put money and resources and time and energy where their mouth is. Anyone can talk. Merciful people act. And those who act mercifully to others, Jesus said, will receive their share of mercy from God. A couple talking points. Ask God to evaluate your mercy giving. Is it active and demonstrable? And then secondly, teach your children that mercy is more than just talk. It is demonstrated in action. Father, remind me that my talk is cheap. Remind me that many words and stagnant emotions make no impact. Remind me that mercy is costly, and move me to invest and sacrifice in ways that moves my emotions into action. Thank you for your mercy to me. Help me to be merciful to others. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.